We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we've got Missouri covered.
It's almost impossible to answer this question, but I decided that if I have to answer it, this, in fact, is my favorite song of all time.
Of all time?
Yeah. I'm not saying it's the best song of all time, but it's my favorite. Always puts me in a good mood.
How about that?
And now...
Who knew?
You double it with the fact that it brings on Mike McFarlane, and it just increases how much I love the song. Because we get Mac on at the same time.
It's important at this time of what we're going through in the world that you just kind of have to roll with the changes.
Sometimes you got to roll with the changes,
wait,
baby.
What's going on with our world, Todd?
Well, there's a lot of changing. Things happening, Jake.
What?
How much time you got?
Is something going on?
Something's going on in the world.
When? Right now?
Yeah.
Put your mask on and stay in that room. Nothing's changed. It's all fine.
Right. Nothing's changed for me.
You just stay on that side of the glass.
Keep that door closed. Keep a mask on.
Stay away from people
stay
all
away
day.
From me.
Let's bring in Mike McFarlane. Mac, good morning. How are you, man?
Morning, Nate. Yeah, it's a good workout song, too. Gets the blood flow going and, gets the adrenaline going and... What the heck's Lebo doing actually working today, not shuffling papers and dictating orders?
Hey, man, sometimes you got to come in here and actually, put your nose to the grindstone. I'm here.
That's good. That's good management right there. You got to see all phases of the business and experience it all so you can delegate authority, right?
You know, here's the deal, Mac. When Steven makes these lies up that I'm up in my ivory tower not doing things, people think that that's true, and it's not true. My dad will always call me and say, boy, Steven was really saying this. Are you really? I said, no, he's just making this stuff up for the radio. I'm not like that.
Well, the best part is because it's like the furthest thing from the real Todd right. Lebo ever. That's why it's great. But I did. I remember there was a guy that I was friends with in college, and one time we were talking about our dads, and I said, well, what does your dad do? And he said, my dad takes the stack of papers from this side of his desk, and he moves him over to this side of his desk.
Are you putting the cover sheet on your TPS report? What are you doing here?
That's Todd. He takes the stack of papers from this side of the desk and moves them over to this
side of the desk. I'm always grinding. That's what I say.
That's right. Mac, how about this baseball thing? We're close. The Royals actually have exhibition baseball on the slate for Monday. What do you think?
Oh, I'm fired up. I mean, God, please give me something to watch. I told you before that I've been watching this Korean baseball league, and I'm about ready. I keep throwing up in my mouth a little bit every time I'm watching it. Topping out at 88 miles an hour, and blah blah blah. And I'm like, okay, I need some velocity. I need some athleticism. Let's get back to America's game.
Mike McFarlane's our guest, and Mac, I want to ask you a couple of kind of detail things. You've been watching the Korean baseball. I'm sure you've probably watched a little bit of the interleague stuff. Inner squad stuff that the Royals have done. They've been broadcasting a little bit of that on Twitter. And Mike Matheny this past week, they're trying to get, they're working with some noise getting pumped into the stadiums to kind of make it feel a little bit like baseball. What are your thoughts about that? Because it's been a little bit too quiet, right? It's been a little weird. You need a little ambiance, right, when you're out there playing?
Yeah, I agree. I think Nate tweeted something out saying, give me the organ.
Yeah.
Give me something, and I agree 100%. Yeah, you gotta have some reaction somehow, some way. Otherwise, you're gonna hear every F bomb and anything that goes along with it. So it's not gonna be good. It's just gonna be too sterile of an environment for the ball players, and especially if you're watching it on TV. It just means more time with Rex and other people. Saying a lot on the tube, which is good entertainment. But those guys are going to be worn out by the end of the game, trying to kill time and kill space with just some extra noise. So, I'm 100% behind piping it in there. It's going to be weird for the players. They're going to go like, really, this is a joke. But still, you need that reaction somehow, some way, as a player. I don't know, affirmation of what you did was good, other than the five guys that are going to be able to sit in the dugout while the game's going on cheering for you. So, I mean, yeah, they got to pump something in there, get something done.
For the record, I'm in favor of the F-bombs. I like hearing the raw emotion of people. But
it's a family game, though.
I know, I'm not. I know.
No, Nate, you have no idea. There are more cuss words in a game than the word "the."
Yeah, it's like the hallway at Sports Radio 810.
That's the great thing about that word is like when you're around people like my dad and Stephen St. John's dad, they use that word as like every part of speech. It's a noun. It's a verb. Sometimes you put it in the middle of words, you know, to accentuate that word itself. It's an art form.
And you mean like the situ?
Situblankuation, yeah, that's Hal McCray once said. And also, Mac, you're forgetting that I have played in an over 30 league with Jake Gutierrez, and with my 10-year-old son in attendance, when Jake gave up one goal in a 6-1 win, there was a string of profanity that was shouted out across the complex.
It's like the unedited version of A Christmas Story when the dad throws the lug nuts everywhere.
Fudge.
Hey, Nate, that's bad parenting right there.
You should have known better.
And look, and I'm not going to tell anybody else how to raise their kids, but my attitude is, you know, you're going to learn these words at some point anyway, son.
Might as well learn them the right way from Big Jake.
And on the way home from the game, you know where this is going, Mac. I say, hey, Benny, what did you think of the game? And he said, oh, the best part was when Jake lost his mind after that goal. Oh, man, that was awesome.
Hey, give me the other thing is, give me a Spanish translator. You know,
oh, yeah.
So we get that side of it and have them explain what he was trying to get across. Give me some of that as well. So,
in that aspect,
got all kinds,
Mac,
of
I'm bilingual.
Employment opportunities, yeah.
You know all the curse words.
Yes, all of them.
Not the rest, none of the curse words. Hey, Mac, I want to ask you another question, too. Earlier this week, the Royals made Todd Titchener, who is a umpire, available on a Zoom so we could just kind of get his feel for what they're doing. And he wanted some noise, too, because he doesn't want every single word to get said by him or the catcher or the manager to be caught. But another thing he talked about was they still, at this point earlier this week, didn't know exactly what their schedules were going to be, how they were going to go. They were pretty sure they were going to be in a city for a whole homestand, though. And you know what it's like, you know, back when you were playing, you'd have a set of umpires for a while, then you may not see them for 3, 4, 5 series, right? You'd only get them a few times a year. This is going to be different. You're going to probably, if you have a 6 or 9 game homestand, you're going to have the same umpires there because they're trying to reduce travel for these guys. They don't want them getting out and getting exposed. How weird will that be if you get a set of umpires you don't really like and you've got them for like 9 games in a row?
Well, from a catching standpoint, yeah, it better mean you better pucker up a little bit more and make nice with them on a consistent basis because you know you're going to get them 2 times at a minimum, possibly 3. So, much better relationship between the catcher and the umpire when it comes to trying to milk the balls and strikes and things like that. So it will be different. But look, you know, these guys are pretty damn good nowadays. They know that the fox box and everything, the strike box is on there. Everything is magnified, balls and strikes for them. So they're pretty much on their A game. And I know just hearing some things from some of the umpires, they're really excited to get back to work as well.
We're visiting with Mike McFarland, and Mac, one of the things that makes us feel like it's baseball is that we actually had a July trade yesterday. The Kansas City Royals acquired outfielder Franchy Cordero from the Padres for Tim Hill. They also got Ronald Bolaños, a Cuban pitcher that the Padres once paid $2.5 million for, by the way, when he was moving to the United States. They got this all for a situational lefty, and boy, people are loving the upside of what the Royals got here. What did you make of the trade?
Well, especially from the pitcher, just reading some of the reports, I think it's a little bit of a rehab project that they're counting on Cam and the organization to kind of fix his head a little bit from what it sounds like. With the arm that he has, what I understand, tends to get, angry on the mound and tends to lose his composure, which then affects his fundamentals and his mechanics, which then throws him off and the ball starts flying all over God's green earth. So when you have that live an arm and that much movement from reading the reports, trying to calm him down and get him zoned in, you could have something special. But again, another outfielder in the mix. Okay, don't know much about the kid because he's in that other league. You know, they must have done it for a reason or saw a chance to get it, or they made this offer for Hill that they couldn't pass up.
And either way, it's kind of fun to have something happening like a transaction or a trade. It really kind of feels
a little baseball-y, right? We get close. I think there's going to be a flurry of some salary dumps and very good players that are on the market for this, you know, 60-game sprint that we got coming up. Just please God, let them stay healthy. Stay out of the damn bars. Get to your hotel room. Stay there. Get in your little bubble as best you can and stay healthy and knowing popping positive. Because I think it's going to be super exciting coming down the stretch with all these extra spots that are going to be available for the playoffs.
Mike McFarland's our guest, and it seems to me from listening to the Zooms and, you know, stuff that's happening out there at the K and around Kansas City, everyone has done a great job with the Royals. We had a couple of positive tests. Salvi's back now, all that. The real test will be when they get on a plane and they go to another town and there's enough hotel room time, right? Just the nature of baseball. And you actually can't go to the stadiums as long as you might like to, right? You know, normally you could maybe go out there 8 hours before the game. They're limiting those times that you can actually be at the ballpark, so you're going to be stuck in the hotel. That's going to be the real discipline, isn't it? When you get on the road and you get away from your regular routine of making sure that you keep yourself in your own little bubble the best you can.
Yeah, I that's the one thing out of this whole situation that bothers me. Let them get to the park. Let them get there somehow, some way, because you know it's going to be sterile. You're going to be around the same people that you're supposed to be around. There's no chance of going out to a diner somewhere, sitting down, blah, 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 and getting lunch and then heading to the park. I would say get to the ballpark as early as you possibly can and just mill around and get into your routine and, you know, hell, get there early, take a nap early afternoon, get your BP in and go out and play the game. I don't understand why they're trying to limit the time that they can spend in the clubhouse, because that's where they're going to be. You might as well let them get there, and you're going into it's probably going to be as sterile as a hospital, as many precautions as they're going to take to make sure that they sanitize everything. So I wish they would open that up and let the players get there a hell of a lot earlier if I was the manager.
Mac, thank you so much for the time. I think we're both on Team Oregon. I like the baseball. The baseball Oregon is not used enough in baseball games anymore anyway. That's something that lets you know as soon as you hear it that you're at a baseball game. You know, you can hear the rock music and all that stuff blaring at any other place, but when you hear that Oregon...
We might have to have Mike McCartney actually play the Oregon.
Let's go. Let's get some Oregon, right, Mac?
Yeah. I'm with you 100%. Plus, half the songs you hear, I never know what the hell they're singing. So, just be done with that.
You don't have to worry about what they're saying with this song. That's the most simple...
Charge!
I mean, that's just the most basic thing ever. Anybody can play that on the organ.
It's a chopstick.
Seriously. Bump, 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 bump.
You got to teach McCartney how to do it, man.
You teach somebody that song and... 5 minutes. Mac, have a great weekend, man. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, have a good broadcast tonight, Nick. We'll see you.
Thank you, man. Yeah, that's right. Sporting Kansas City against the Colorado Rapids.
Soccer alert from Mac.
I know. I haven't even really brought up that much today. I mean, a little mention here or there. 7 o'clock tonight, Sporting Kansas City against the Colorado Rapids.
Must win.
In what I'm calling a must-not-lose game.
I'm going to call it a must win.
You think they got to win it?
Get three.
Well, I think they'll approach it that way, but they need at least a point.
Yes.
And you can hear that
game.
At
the very least.
You can hear that game right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. We'll have an hour-long pregame television on Fox Sports Kansas City, and then radio play-by-play right here on your home for sport in Kansas City, Sports Radio 810 WHB.